Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Dr. Gordon Pedersen as my special expert guest. Dr. Gordon Pedersen is one of the world's most well-educated doctors. He is board certified in anti-aging and regenerative medicine. He is a naturopathic doctor with a PhD from the toxicology program at Utah State University, where he also has PhD degrees in immunology and biology. Dr. Pedersen also holds a master's degree in cardiac rehabilitation and wellness. He performed a cardiology internship at LDS Hospital under Jonas Salk, the American medical researcher noted for the discovery and development of the polio vaccine. Dr. Pedersen has formulated hundreds of health products and was a bronze medalist in the 2003 Utah Winter Games. Some of his best-selling books include A New Fighting Chance, The Most Precious Metal, and The Silver Solution to Women's Wellness. Gordon has spent countless hours reviewing silver information and is frequently called upon as the world's leading authority on silver as a health tool. Good morning, Dr. Pedersen. Welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
A man of your stature, education, background is rare and certainly enticing from my point of view, and I'm looking forward to a great interview. But, you know, because obviously you're committed to education, you're like a tiger. You got that eye of the tiger. Obviously, I know what it takes to achieve what you've done from an educational and academic background. So can you comment on the importance of health education for the general public?
Well, my philosophy is the body will heal itself if you give it the proper tools, but that means we have to continuously study to find out what they are. And the more I learned in traditional medicine and clinical medicine, the more I didn't know, and the more it led me back to the idea that if we can give the body what it was created to use, it will heal itself in a much greater fashion than just by using drugs, surgery, or other man-made tools.
What about your upbringing, Gordon? Talk about your childhood, your connection to sports, your experience as an individual, the cultural influence on your mind, where you were born, where you're from, that kind of thing.
Well, I was born in Seattle, Washington. I moved to Utah. My dad was an engineer and the base commander at Hill Air Force Base. So physical fitness was always a part of my regime because my father and his brothers all played college basketball, so I loved basketball. I played it morning, noon, and night. I couldn't get enough sports. I played in high school hockey, soccer, football, baseball. I played five different sports. I couldn't get enough of it. And in today's world, I believe it's that education that actually balances our hormones, which balances our life, and oxygenates our brain, which is allowing us to actually have memory recall, and function at a much quicker level. So exercise was for fun at first, for ego second, and then it just became a part of my normal discipline. I just plain couldn't live without it.
Now, you were a bronze medalist in the 2003 Utah Winter Games. So what sport did you compete in? And tell us about your training program and the diet and that kind of stuff, because our athletes, our personal trainers, our teachers out there, they want to know what you did to achieve your level of success.
The irony there is I did get a cardiac rehabilitation degree. So as a rehabilitation therapist, I had to apply the principles to myself because I went to the doctor, and the doctors moved me from a table to a gurney, and they dropped me. When they dropped me, it broke my back, and I was partially paralyzed from the waist down. So being paralyzed from the waist down, I had to go through all this rehab, and I had to train myself. I used arginine, I used protein, I used coenzyme Q10 as my primary sources and tools that would help my body heal itself. Then when I got through, the swelling went down, and my paralysis went down. I didn't have to be on a feeding tube or a breathing tube anymore. And I rehabbed, and for 3 years, I went to a place where I could actually exercise without too much impact, low-impact training, was ice skating. And I was ice skating at the Olympic Oval right there in Salt Lake City. And on the outer rings the team would go flying by. That was the Olympic team, the women's team, the men's team. And while I could only skate for maybe 16 or 17 minutes after my back injury, I was lucky to be able to stand. I was lucky to be able to walk or eat again. So what I did was I continued, and after 3 years, not only was I able to compete, but I was able to go ahead and actually place in the bronze medal in speed skating. So it was a low-impact sport. I was 43 years old when everybody else on the podium was 21 and 22. And the remarkable thing is that I was able to use protein supplementation. I was able to use coenzyme Q10. I was able to use arginine as my major tools 3 times a day to help my muscles restore their energy. My brain oxygenated itself, and rehab actually became competitive when at first my goal was to just walk again. Ultimately, that goal continued to stretch, and with support of family and friends and other people. I was the vice president of Joe Weider's sports team there for quite a while. I learned a lot of advice from Arnold Schwarzenegger and others. So I actually put muscles and nerves back to work even after they had been paralyzed and won a bronze medal in speed skating. It was a combined event, so I had to perform long distance, intermediate, and sprint. So imagine 43 years old, I'm lined up on a line, and I've got to beat 20 and 21-year-olds in a 100-meter sprint. A 100-meter sprint for the first time was being used in speed skating, and no old man with poor muscles could actually compete. I finished second against all of my competitors. So I really, really do recognize the benefit of the body healing itself with the help of nutritional tools.
That's really an extraordinary story, and it reminds me of others that I know of, too, that were down deep as you can get in that well of suffering and misery and possibly depression. And when you were down low, did you come to terms with a part of yourself? They say that the strongest man in the world is a man who comes to terms with who he is and what he is and what life is truly all about. Did you have that kind of experience when you had reached that epithet of deepness inside of yourself?
Boy, you're really a great interviewer. Nobody's asked me that question at that deep of a philosophical level. And yes, I've never shared this before, but there was a time when I was laying in that bed and my 7-year-old son came in and looked at me through the bars and saw me on a breathing machine and a feeding machine, and he could hardly stand it, and I could hardly stand it. And I realized that 1 week earlier, before my accident, I had dreams of curing diseases and going on in school and becoming something that I thought was an important label, a vice president of a university or an editor of a magazine, all these things I thought was really important. I laid there in that bed, and my goals had shifted to the point where I thought, geez, I'll just be glad if I can be able to get up and go to the bathroom by myself so someone doesn't have to come in and wipe my butt for me every day. And I know that sounds really terrible, but I learned that down deep in your heart, that if you don't have your health, you don't have the opportunity and freedom to set goals and dream nearly as big. So I came to a point where I looked in my son's eyes, I looked in my family's eyes, and that's all that mattered to me. And I started from the very bottom, and if I could just stand again, if I could just walk again, if I could just possibly be doing normal things again. And what happened down deep inside was all the frivolous, ego-based things that I cared about so much were gone so fast. It was in a second. I didn't care about cars. I didn't care about houses. I didn't care. I just cared about the basic functions of life, and I recognized that I had to have a body, and even though I was depressed and down low, I recognized that I had to work on my attitude and my spirit as well. And I think at that point, my family was my motivation. My spirit actually lifted my body. I was a much stronger person because of the mental and spiritual part of me that grew and realized the things that don't matter. And I threw them off and didn't waste time on them nearly as much. And after that day, I've accomplished 3 more medical degrees, pursued all kinds of things that I believe really mattered, including the Silver Project, where I took it to Africa, spent 4 years there, and published a cure for malaria for third world people who can't afford drugs. So it's taken me down a different path because of that experience. So thanks for asking.
Again, just a wonderful response and a lot of good juice there. It reminds me of like juice in a carrot. You get that essence, that the good stuff. So thank you. Now, you talked about CoQ10 a couple of times, and help us understand the miracle of CoQ10, why someone might want to take that supplement, maybe as an athlete, how it might enhance performance or be useful for injury treatment or just for, say, a master's athlete like myself.
Well, the first thing that you recognize with coenzyme Q10 is the short answer. The short answer is it increases oxygenation of the cells it comes in contact with. Now, let's back that up and look at exactly how that can work in your body. If your muscles are full of oxygen, they can perform more work. If they're deficient in oxygen, your body has to use a different energy pathway, and it actually develops and produces more lactic acid, leaving you sore, leaving your muscles not able to do as much work, leaving you with a long-term regeneration back to normal. And that's just the soreness associated with work. Well, if you can reduce that soreness and you can reduce the burden on the muscle, you can perform more work for longer periods of time. And at the same time, I watched what happened when I brushed my teeth. I know that sounds funny. I actually brushed my teeth with coenzyme Q10 because I realized that in the gums of my mouth, they were turning a little more purple than pink. And I thought, well, that's just because they're not getting enough oxygen. My dentist told me, you need to get more oxygen into your gums. And he thought flossing and all these other things would work. Well, I tried coenzyme Q10. This is 20 years ago, I guess. And the coenzyme Q10, when I brushed my teeth, would actually turn the gums pink. And it only took maybe 20 seconds. It was amazing to me to have that much change in the color of my gums so I could actually see the benefit. Now I can believe it's going to do similar things inside my body. The research shows that it'll do the same thing for your heart. So if your heart's getting more oxygen to itself, your brain is also. So I realized that I'm oxygenating my entire body, wherever circulation goes, probably 20% increase in oxygenation to my body. Well, my gosh, it's kind of like blood doping. I hate to say it that way, but you're increasing the transfer of oxygen from your cells to your body. You can see it in your gums. You can feel it in your heart. You can feel it in your brain. You have a quicker, more cognitive function. And I can summarize it by saying, I just felt better. And I had an extra hour a day that I could perform work before I got tired. So for you as a master's athlete, would you like an extra hour a day where you could perform at your very best or maybe even 5 or 10% better? That's why I take coenzyme Q10, because my tissues heal, my body gets oxygenated, my brain gives me a euphoric feel of being better, and my heart is able to perform more work. In Asia, they've actually approved the coenzyme Q10 as a drug for congestive heart failure, meaning you're delivering more oxygen to your own heart while it's deficient. So those are the proofs that I have. Those are the factors I took into consideration when I said, I'm going to take triple doses of coenzyme Q10 to help rehabilitate my intestines, my nerves, my back, my body. And to this day, I love coenzyme Q10.
That's great. Now, one of my teachers was Pauling, and he used to talk about what happens to a human body as it ages. You know, and CoQ is an endogenous enzyme, a ubiquinone. So would you agree with his premise that as the production of these essential metabolites go down with age, that we should rely more on the outside and look at dietary supplements as an aid to help us in our anti-aging approach with regeneration and performance?
Well, you stated that so well, and I love the way that it came out of your mouth so simply. I totally agree, unless you want to be the person who just accepts aging, unless you're the person who just wants to accept, oh, 1 hour a day, 2 hours a day, pretty soon I don't have as much energy, I'll just be lethargic, oh, it's just aging. It's not. You realize your cells of your body regenerate by duplicating themselves. Every single day you're duplicating. If you can keep the damage from ruining that duplication process, then you can actually duplicate cells in a healthy form, in a perfect form, as long as you're alive, 100 years old, maybe even longer. So if we can keep the negative effects of free radicals and from bacteria and viruses and yeast off of our body, our immune system can help make our cells divide perfectly every time. And that's the essence of anti-aging. That's the essence of staying young forever, because our bodies were designed to divide perfectly every time. It's the bacteria, viruses, yeast, and free radicals that are in our environment that absorb into our body, that accumulate, that damage our DNA so that we don't duplicate perfect cells. That's what aging is.
Now, that's a perfect lead-in, Gordon, to my next question, which is all about silver. You know, you're an expert on silver, and the mainstream conventional collective doesn't really know anything about the healing benefits of silver. Maybe they've heard something about it historically, but can you sort of give us a nutshell, you know, maybe a little bit of a history lesson about silver, about what people used to think about it and know about it, and how maybe we've lost touch? And then we'll get into more of the technical stuff that you know about and that you've actually developed. So what about silver in general? It's an element, it's part of the structure of the universe, but what more do you have to say about silver in terms of health and healing?
Silver is the one mineral that transfers energy better than any other. It has been used in historical places like Australia's outback, where they hung silverware in their water jugs to kill bacteria, and it did. In the Greeks used to use silver milk jugs, which they still use today, by the way. Silver is a preservative because it kills bacteria so that milk can last 3 or 4 days longer. Pioneers used it the same way. Well, let's go to about 100 years ago when they started using ionic silver in photographic solutions, and somebody found that it could also kill bacteria and viruses and yeast. Well, they used it, but the problem that that type of silver had was it fell out of solution while it was in your body, accumulated in the fats of your skin and tattooed them to a permanent blue-gray color. That's where the blue man got his syndrome from. Maybe you've seen him on television. But what happens is that's an over-accumulation of silver. And 10 years ago, maybe 12, along came the new silver sol. S-O-L is a chemical term that means the mineral is permanently bonded into the water so that it cannot ever fall out of solution. Well, that solved the problem of argyria, or the blue skin syndrome. And what happened is the new technology also killed bacteria and viruses and yeast and even some parasites like malaria, killed them all, and did so in about 100 times better effect than we ever had before, did so in a safer form, and did so at an energy that we could measure. We measure terahertz. And terahertz are important because they're a portion of the ultraviolet range of light. And so you've got silver that resonates its own frequency at 910 terahertz and is tiny enough to be swallowed, enter a single red blood cell, and go through all of your circulatory system, resonating at 910 terahertz, killing bacteria, viruses, and yeast as it goes. We've learned that in the last 10 or 12 years, we can even make it alkaline. That's what I'm talking about for everyday use. All other silvers up until just lately have been serious acids. And acids are an environment where pathogens can grow. Now, with the new adventures that we've found in silver, alkaline form, we now have an environment that you can take silver every day. It's not going to accumulate in the system. It's going to kill the pathogens that cause 90% of all of our diseases. And you can take it for prevention as well as for treatment. And some of the most deadly diseases are falling prey to this silver because it's more powerful, it's documentable, it's measurable, it's actually now in a place where it really could be considered a drug, and in some countries, it is a drug. The history also shows that silver was documented in physicians' desk references 48 different silver drugs. So it's already accepted as a drug. In fact, you're a brand new infant. You're born within 30 seconds. The doctors have taken you in their arms and they're starting to put eye drops of silver liquid in your eyes to kill potential bacteria, viruses, or yeast that could cause the infant to be blind. But instead, you're at your weakest point in life, your most vulnerable point in life, and they're putting liquid silver right in your most sensitive part of your body. I think that speaks a lot for the safety of silver, the efficacy of silver, the proof of silver, and now we can use it literally in every orifice of our body.
Now, some of the health practitioners up here are familiar with colloidal silver, retailers selling it in health food stores. Of course, we've had regulation problems and issues with Health Canada. It seems like anything that's really good is, you know, overregulated and prohibited, and I'm sure you have some of those same issues down in the United States. But what's the difference between the colloidal silver and this new alkaline structured silver that you're talking about?
Now, the colloidal silver still falls out of solution. I've even got pictures that will show that. Electron microscopy has been really great because now we can measure the benefits of silver, but we can also see that colloidal silver, which a colloid is very, very misunderstood. Let me give you the quick version of a colloid. If you go to a lake, and let's say the lake has a clay bottom, and let's say the clay at the bottom of the lake gets kind of stirred up and you get that cloudy, turbid color that takes over the water. That's a colloid. Another colloid in your life is milk. Milk is colloidal fat. It's 2% fat and 98% water. They just homogenize it, stir it. But if you let it sit for a week or two, the fat will actually settle out to the bottom. So this cloudy, turbid water or milk is basically a colloid. That's what a silver colloid is too, but it's silver particles that are clouding the water. Now, let's take you up a step further to the structured silver. Structured silver uses an electromagnetic pulse. So every 10,000th of a second, you're sending a pulse over 10,000 volts into the water, pulse, 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 which is structuring the water to hold silver in a tetrahedral crystalline structure. So it's no longer just one particle of silver floating around in the water. It's now bonding permanently the silver to the water molecule. So wherever the water goes, the silver is permanently attached. With that charge, we're getting the ability to resonate at a germicidal frequency. With that electromagnetic energy, the particles never fall out of solution, and so they pass through your body when you swallow them unchanged, unmetabolized. The same thing pools in your bladder, killing bladder infections, as it goes into your mouth. So what happens is the new silvers are electromagnetically charged, with all natural silver and water being the only two ingredients, and the colloids were basically tiny particles of silver shavings sprinkled into the water, held there with maybe a partial 9-volt charge. So what you're getting in a colloid is a direct current, which is very, very weak, and the body doesn't recognize. And with a silver structuring process, you get an alternating current with the pulse magnet. Oh, by the way, that's what MRIs are. Magnetic resonance imaging is a pulse magnet, so it has the ability to penetrate through the body using the electromagnetic source. With this chemistry that's happened in the past 10 years, we now have a terrific preventive product.
So what is the best form in terms of the actual product that people could recommend or take? How do you take this stuff? Give us an idea of quantity and maybe some of the various ways that you can administer it through self-application or working with a physician, for example.
If you recognize 70% of all the times that you'll use liquid silver, you'll be swallowing 2 teaspoons twice a day of the structured silver. It will kill pathogens 100 to 1,000 times better than the former ionic or the other forms of colloidal silvers in the past, because that pulsing energy actually enters and destroys through the cells of the pathogens, while the low-energy colloids and ionics just kind of reside up against them. So 2 teaspoons twice a day is what most people will use. And when they get sick, they'll go ahead and double that dose to where they're taking 4 teaspoons twice a day. That's the simple version for 70% of the people. But when you're dealing as a naturopathic physician, you're going to be dealing with hepatitis and with mono and with all these different kind of illnesses that are chronic and ongoing, just like chronic fatigue syndrome. Those are the people that are going to use more, and you can use it as a liquid or a gel. You can use it in every orifice of the body. For instance, pink eye is a bacteria. Liquid drops in the eye every hour for 4 hours will totally wipe out, clean up, and clear out the bacteria, stopping the cause of pink eye and restoring total cure, if you will, to the person who has conjunctivitis or pink eye. With that in mind, I've written a book with over 450 different diseases and the recipe, if you will, of how to use silver liquid and gel to actually work on all these different situations so that we know how to use it for strep throat. We know how to use it for hemorrhoids. We know how to use it for all these different damaged situations as well as infectious diseases, because in one publication that I wrote, it was shown that the stem cells are mobilized and activated in the presence of liquid silver, which means you're getting a more complete healing with less scarring.
Okay, that was wonderful. That's practical information for our people to know. Now, you've got several websites that we need to know about and get to. So can you talk about them and tell us the website address and maybe give us a bit of insight in terms of what we can find there?
For your students and for yourself and for people who are focused on the well-being of everybody, the website to go to is silverhealthinstitute.com. And the Silver Health Institute is exactly what I'm the director, medical director over. And I will not sell any product on that line. So to retain its integrity and its validity, you can only get information, but there's a lot of free information on there, as well as a place to purchase my book if you want a reference guide sitting on your desk of how to use it for over 400 different issues. So Silver Health Institute, that's all one word, .com is a place to go to get information. There's videos on there. There's educational videos. There's papers that have been published in medical journals. And then there's a place to buy the book. But other than that, we don't sell anything other than just keep it to educational information. The products that you're going to want to look for are the latest and greatest technology, and they'll be called structured silver. pH balanced silver is another word that people are looking at. Alkaline silver is another term you might find on the website. These are all important because in today's world, there's so many ionic silvers that are 100 years old that are being sold that have little benefit and pose more danger than the new silvers that don't turn your skin blue, that can be used for the prevention now that they're alkaline and for treatment just by doubling the dose. So I recognize as an athlete, if you stay well, you're going to be able to train better and be a better person. I help the people that get injuries all the time in the boxing and the MMA, all these people that are being injured all the time, and their daily regimen includes silver gel. They put it on their faces. They put it everywhere they're going to be hitting people. Women's groups, I speak to women's groups all the time, and you can recognize that silver gel kills yeast. So women are putting it on the tip of their tampon, putting it in at night, and with a daub of gel the size of a nickel on the tip of the tampon, they put it in at night, and it actually treats the entire vaginal vault there with silver, which kills the yeast and kills the bacteria and has been found to kill HPV, the virus, a human papillomavirus that causes cancer of the cervix. We have tremendous benefits for women and for women athletes. And if you can stay well, your immune system can continue to transfer oxygen, heal your system, regenerate, recharge, and you can be your very best.
Outstanding. You know, Gordon, you're the kind of man I'd like to sit down beside on a bench and watch the sunset in a beautiful setting, say in Waikiki, maybe I think that we could get into a discussion.
Oh, I'm delighted to go there.
Yes, and I'm sure that you and I would get into a discussion, and all of a sudden we'd notice that the sun was coming up, and it was getting light again. And so this is the kind of stuff that I love. You're so freely giving, and you've got such a wealth of information. Our time is gone. You know, we do have a length. Let's get back to basketball now. We've got, let's say, 2 seconds left, and you've got a final jump shot, and it's like the game is tied, and it's the final game, and it's the championship, and it's all coming down to you, and this is your opportunity to share with us an important insight on life philosophically, something that's really important to you that will touch our lives and touch our spirit. So can you leave us with a final parting comment, Gordon?
I believe the body will heal itself if you give it the proper tools. I also believe that an attitude of healing and wellness is absolutely essential to accomplish anything. That healing attitude begins with a humble nature, knowing who you are, where you fit, where you're going, where you came from. And when you come to terms with that, it's amazing what you can put together with a little determination. So my opinion is, have the right attitude, let your body heal itself, and you'll perform miracles physically, emotionally, and especially in helping other people. So I hope I've been an inspiration to somebody out there. I hope that you will be the best you can possibly be, because I'll be better for it as well. Thanks.
Dr. Gordon Pedersen is one of the world's most well-educated doctors. He's a wealth of knowledge. His knowledge, academic-wise, which is deep and vast and broad, pales in comparison to the nature of his gift, which is to make the attempt to share what he has with the people around him and the world, and in the development of this fantastic product, which we all need to learn about. So, Gordon, we thank you so much for the benefit of your contribution, and we look forward to seeing you do some wonderful, great things in the future.
Thank you so much.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Holly Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHolly.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Represent his lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHolly.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.